This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Shows is proud to present the Living Mishnah, and we greatly appreciate Torah Anytime for hosting us on their wonderful platform. Today's Mishnah, number 720, is dedicated as Zechut for Refuah Shleima for Alexander Michal Ben Tamara. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and I thank Chaim Lax for sponsoring today's shiur. It should be a zechut for Kalman Ben Chaim Shendel Basmama Frimid Aleim HaShalom. This shiur is also Aliyas Neshama from Moshe and Alice Weiss Aleim HaShalom. We are learning Bechorot Perek Bet Mishneh, which discusses firstborn offspring that are disqualified from being brought to the Kohen and on the Mizbeach. We know, according to the Torah, firstborn, Bechor, Behema, Tahora, a cow, a sheep, or a goat, is given to the Kohen, where he can be makiv and enjoy. Now, we're going to know that if there's a mumen in animal, then the Kohen doesn't have to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, and he can eat it elsewhere. So now, this is very similar to the concept of Pidyon HaBen, which a person gives the bechor to the kohen, or he gives the coins and gets the kohen back. So it says the Mishnah, Rachel sheyolda kemin eiz. If an ewe, which is a female sheep, a Rachel, gave birth to something that resembled a goat, it could happen. If a sheep and a goat mate, they could produce a creature that's somewhat a hybrid. And if you want to know the official name for such an offspring, it's called a geep. That's a combination of a goat and a sheep. A geep. As you notice, it has features similar to each of them. But this is considered a baal mum. Now, if eiz sheyolda kemin rachel, or if a goat gave birth to something that resembled a sheep, patur min habechorah. If a taka resembles a different animal, then there's no mitzvah to give it to the kohen. But v'im yesh bo miksat simanim chayav. But if it has some similarities that make it comparable to its mother, then it could be given to the kohen. But like we said, it's a baal mum, and therefore it's not brought on the mizbeach, but rather the kohen can eat it outside the Beit HaMikdash.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.